Hey guys, today's episode is super fun. I'm going to be sharing with you a lip plumper. This is a two-part, two-step process, a scrub to exfoliate the lips, leave them healthy and juicy and ready to absorb the delicious and very spicy ingredients in our all-natural homemade lip plumper. So if you're looking for a juicier, more voluptuous pout, stay tuned. Did somebody say lip plumper? Yes, that's right. Here on Homemade Simply, a DIY lip plumper and lip scrub two-part system that will have your lips looking luscious and juicy for that special night in or special night out. Now, this is something you can do all the time. It's not going to hurt your lips or damage the skin or anything like that. However, I always recommend that you use the ingredients to do a little patch test before you apply it to sensitive areas. So do a patch test first, make sure that you do not have any reactions to the ingredients, and then, my dears, plump away. Now, it's no joke, you guys. People's lips are literally growing by the minute. Have you noticed? It is a huge trend right now, and if you want to jump on that trend or just plump up your natural lips a little bit and make them feel soft and silky and voluptuous, I have some ideas here for you on Homemade Simply. You know, I always like to start with the cleanest, most natural ingredients possible. So if you want to do this the way I do, I would refer back to episode 2, where I give you the recipe for the homemade body balm and secret beeswax lip balm. I use both of those in this recipe. I'll be honest with you guys, a lot of body balms and a lot of lip balms out there have tons of added ingredients that actually tend to dry your skin out. A lot of them have cetyl alcohol as one of the main ingredients, and we all know that alcohol is very drying to the skin. So if you don't want to make it from scratch and you do want to use something that you already have on hand, go for something with the cleanest ingredients you possibly have. One body balm and one lip balm. Okay, so you're going to need a tablespoon of each of those for this recipe. If you want to run and grab them, take a look at the ingredients while I'm talking. But, you know, just beware that there are a lot of additives in a lot of products that we buy, and we don't even think about the fact that it might be having a counteractive effect to do the exact opposite of what we want it to do. If you want your lips to be more plump and more juicy and more delicious, then you want to fill them with hydration. You don't want to take that hydration away with ingredients that actually dry them out, cause flakiness, cause them to look shriveled. And, you know, it's like this repetitive thing of, oh, we use it, it feels good, and then our lips get dry and we have to put more on. So it's kind of like, I think, a little trick that they play on us to get us to keep buying the product, get us addicted to that menthol smell, and get us using the product repeatedly. I actually have a few friends that have been literally addicted to particular lip balms, and I believe it's for that reason right there. The ingredients actually have a counteractive effect. So anyway, that's step one, is make sure that you're not using anything that would counterbalance the good things that we want to our lips. We want moisture, we want exfoliation, and we want to invigorate our lips to help plump them up and look juicy. Now, for those of you that asked me to do a lip plumper that does not tingle, sorry guys, I don't have a natural lip plumper yet that doesn't tingle. This one definitely does have a little tingle, but it's not like the ones that you buy out there that feel like your lips are being electrocuted. This is a much more natural feeling, and the tingle does not last long at all. All it does is gives the lips a nice pink, juicy, ripe look. So don't worry, you are not going to burn your lips off with this recipe. Step two, go right now, go to your kitchen, get a huge glass of water and drink it. That is super important for all of your body looking firm and plump and just healthier is hydrating. So again, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Drink a lot of water. If you are dehydrated, your skin and your lips are going to show it. You will look more shriveled and wrinkles will be much more apparent. With water, you will start to smooth that out. Think about hyaluronic acid. It's basically injecting water into your body, something that attracts water and helps it to look more plump. So the more hydration we can get, the better. Okay, so that's enough of that on. Hey guys, stay tuned. We'll get right back to that recipe after this brief message about the very best podcast platform out there. Okay, back to the recipe. For this, you're going to start with the scrub. So scrub goes first, we exfoliate the lips and we get them ready to absorb all of the good hydration from the balm. So first you're going to need a tablespoon of your body balm. You'll notice that one has more of a whipped type texture. It's a little bit softer to the touch. So one tablespoon of this, by the way, you guys, this makes a good amount of scrub, so you'll have it on hand for the entire month, so you can do this as often as you want. One tablespoon of your body balm, one teaspoon of olive oil. This is very hydrating. It also is very emollient, so it helps the ingredients to slide and glide around on the skin surface. The third ingredient is going to be ground cinnamon. You need 1/8 of a teaspoon of ground cinnamon. You also need 1/8 of a teaspoon ground cayenne pepper. I did say this was triple X hot and spicy, so keep that in mind, but don't worry, this is just the scrub. It doesn't sit on your lips for a long amount of time, just enough to get it invigorated and get them nice and pink and juicy. Okay, so you're on to your last ingredient, and that is 1 teaspoon of brown sugar. You're going to mix these together in a small container, just with I usually use a chopstick. Mix them up until they're combined. Make sure that you've ground the cayenne pepper and the cinnamon together in your coffee grinder to make a good, clean, even emulsion. And then once those spices are ground, just add them to the balm, add them to the oil and the sugar, mix it all together. Okay, put that in a container and that's your scrub. Now that sits in my medicine cabinet and it does just fine. I'm sure you'll probably have the same success with it. For the balm, which comes after, you need 1/8 teaspoon of cinnamon oil. And it's not that stingy, I promise. It only feels just a little tingly at very, very first. You also need a tablespoon of your secret beeswax lip balm. If you haven't made this recipe, again, you can use a lip balm that you have at home. Just make sure it doesn't have any of those super drying ingredients in it. Look for ingredients like oils, shea butters, cocoa butters, things like that. You're going to mix the cinnamon oil with the balm in a double boiler. So I usually put them in a mason jar over a pot of boiling water, and again, I stir it with my little chopstick. Once that's all combined, I take it off of the heat. I add 1/8 of a teaspoon of arrowroot powder, and I add 1/8 of a teaspoon of peppermint oil. Now the cinnamon and peppermint really combine together to give a nice little clean, fresh, it's almost like if you've just brushed your teeth and you have that really fresh feeling and your skin just feels alive and bright, that's how this makes it feel. So the peppermint is, again, a little bit invigorating, same with the cinnamon oil, invigorating, and the arrowroot is just going to help everything hold all together with those added oils so it doesn't become a runny mess. So you've got all that combined. You're going to go ahead and scoop it into a small kind of flat lip gloss tin. And every night before you go to bed, you're just going to do your lip scrub after your toothbrushing. Scrub your lips just within the vermilion border, so you don't want to go all around your mouth. You just scrub right in the lip line with your scrub and leave it for about 1 minute. You will feel some tingles. I promise you, you're not doing anything bad to your skin. These are natural ingredients and they're going to just invigorate all the little cells and blood cells under the surface to rise to the occasion and plump your lips up. After that, you're going to rinse with warm water, towel dry, pat them dry, and then apply your lip balm and go ahead and sleep with that lip balm on overnight. Now, the beeswax in the lip balm is very, very hydrating. It will help to create a little barrier so that the moisture stays in. You've exfoliated your lips, so there's going to be less grooves and wrinkles. They're going to look smoother. And the cinnamon oil and peppermint oil will give you that nice, refreshed feeling, as well as help plump your lips up overnight. I promise you are going to wake up with a super juicy pout, and you are going to tag me in pictures of those luscious lips on Instagram at Homemade Simply. At home_made_simply. Okay, guys, I'll see you next time.